Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psochim Daf Tes Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin 5 lines from the top of Daf Tes Vov. We should note, however, that at the end of our previous shiur, we left off in the middle of a discussion. So just to briefly recap, we saw in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Dalet Omad Aleph, Rabbi Meir made a comment, and he said, Midivrehem Lomadnu, from their teaching, and the word divrehem is a pronoun from their teachings. We don't know who the there is referring to. So he says, we learned lomadnu shesorfen truma tahora im hatmeah bepesach, that one can burn truma tahora with tmeah, which would in effect make the truma tahora tome. And there is an isur in being metame truma. In general, truma is the tithe that's given from one's produce to a kohen, and there are restrictions and sanctity that one must grant to the truma, and as a result of that, one cannot be metame it. And yet, because it's Pesach time and it's time to destroy one's chametz, so Rabbi Meir says, we learn from, there's some type of precedent over here that enables us to conclude that you can burn truma tahora with truma tamea. What the Gemara was preoccupied during our last shiur was finding out what is that teaching that Rabbi Meir is referring to. He says, from them. So in the very last discussion, it was claimed by Reish Lakish, who quoted Bar Kapora, and we see on the second line from the top here on Daf Tes Vov, that Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. And at this point, where we are picking up today, is trying to discover which statement of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua led Rabbi Meir to conclude that. Just historically, we should point out that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua were, say, two generations of Tanoim before Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir had a tradition, and we're saying that that tradition is based on something that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua said, and we want to find out where that is. Now, as far as markings are concerned, we noted in our last shiur the diamonds that appear, they are designed to make a connection between Reish Lakish, who appears on the second line, and Rav Nachman, who appears a bit further, more than halfway down the page. And in addition to that, we have bow ties. And on the side of the Gemara, under our Mivne heading, we noted that these are Pirushim Sh'al Midivrehem. The pronoun, their teachings, are being explained who that is referring to. So here you see Midivrehem of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So now the Gemara, fifth line from the top, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua. Which statement of Rabbi Yeshua? And now you'll see a volcano shape, and on the side under our Livne heading, the volcano series shape represents Schipus Achar Ezo Din Shel Rabbi Yeshua. We're seeking out, we're searching out what din of Rabbi Yeshua Shemahaveh Habosis L'Rabbi Meir, that serves as the basis of Rabbi Meir. Di'im Holech L'Ibud, if something is going to destruction. In other words, the truma that's chometz, the chometz truma, it's on its way to being of no value. It's going to a loss because Pesach is setting upon us. So mutar l'tamos biyad, you can therefore actively be metamed, klomar b'tzura per'ila, meaning in an action form, you can physically, in a proactive form, metame the truma, because it's chometz and Pesach is setting in. So now let us see which statement of Rabbi Yeshua. Ilema, the Gemara on the fifth line from the top. Ilema ha Rabbi Yeshua disnan. That the references to the following teaching of Rabbi Yeshua, Chavis Shel Trumli. See, we have a Tanaic source, and this source makes reference to Truma and its potential Tuma, So he says they have a barrel of truma wine. Shenolad lo safek tuma. There's a doubt concerning that the truma might be tame. Rabbi Lezer Omer, im hoisa munachas b'mokam aturfa, if the truma wine was placed in an exposed, turfa is an exposed place, and when we say exposed, means it's exposed to tuma sources. So he says, yanichena b'mokam amutza, you should keep it, put it away in a guarded place, in a hid away place, so as to prevent tuma from coming into contact with this barrel. If it was open, close it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im hoisa munachas b'mokam amutzna. Rabbi Yeshua says, if this barrel with the sofek tuma upon it was in a private place, yanichena b'mokam aturfa, put it in an exposed location. V'imhoisa mechusi galena, and if it was covered, expose it. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is very lax with regard to maintaining any tahara status. So Rashi points out that what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is he's giving you the right. If you want to cause tuma to set upon it, you can do that. And that when the Torah says, be careful with your trumos, it's a reference to be careful with your truma that is definitely tahor. But if the truma is safek tahor, safek tameh, you don't have to care for it. You can even put it in a place that it will definitely expose it to a situation where it could become definitely tameh. The Gemara says, well, how can you compare this teaching of Rabbi Yeshua to that which Rabbi Meir was saying in the Mishnah? Mi domi, and here's a rejection of this last suggestion. From where, how can you compare them? Hasam groma biyamo, there in the case of the barrel of the wine, of the sofek truma, sofek tome truma wine, you are acting in a groma fashion. Groma means to cause without being proactive. In other words, if you had the barrel that was of sofek tome truma wine was covered with a lid, preventing any, let's say, dead shrutzim, any tome factors from entering the barrel, you can remove the lid. That doesn't mean that you are proactively being metama the wine. You're simply allowing a situation where the wine can now become tome. Hacha, in the din of Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, be yodayim, you are actively being metame the truma tahora chametz by putting it into contact with the truma tamea chametz. So this source of the chavis shel truma with Rabbi Yeshua's lenient opinion doesn't serve as a basis for Rabbi Meir, who was even more lenient or more extreme in his approach. Ela ha Rabbi Yeshua. Oh, here's a second possibility. Disnan chavis shel truma shenishbura begas hoel yona. There is a barrel of truma wine, and the barrel broke so that the wine content is leaking out. And the gas hoel yona is the upper part of a wine press where the grapes are crushed. So you have grindstones, and the wine flows from between the grindstones down into a pit. So the gas elyona is the upper part where the grindstones are located, and you have truma wine that is now found there and flowing down the tachtona chulin tamein, and the pit, in the pit where eventually the wine would flow, there is already chulin, common wine that is tamei. Now, we have to, just a word about this chulin tomei wine. Chulin tomeim is something that is mutter, is allowed for anyone to drink. There are people that observe certain restrictions, that self-imposed tahara restrictions. So, granted, they would not be able to drink chulin tomeim, but in general, the general population doesn't accept those personal restrictions. They can drink it. Now, this is in contrast to truma tamea. Truma tamea cannot be eaten. There is an allowance for truma tamea to be burnt and to benefit from the burning. However, as far as eating is concerned, Truma Tamea is not something that anyone, that a Kohen who would be the only possible candidate for eating, he's not allowed to eat it. In fact, eating Truma Tamea is a serious offense. So we say that if you have Truma Tahora that's flowing or it's on its way to mixing with Chul Tamea, and we didn't point out, but Truma that mixes with Chulin, the entire Chulin mixture becomes forbidden as well. So here you have a situation where the Truma Tamea is on its way down into the pit holding Chulin Tamea. So if we want to say it in a more simplistic fashion, you have something that's Osir that's on its way into a something that's Mutter. Moida Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yeshua Sheim Yochol Lahatzim Imenu Revias B'Tahara. They agree with one another that if the owner has vessels that are tahor, even if it's a, even if he has at his, at his availability a vessel that is small, and that all he'll be able to save is of the truma tahora is a revius. A revius is a relatively small amount of liquid. It's a few ounces. Well, if he can save a revius betara, maintaining the tahara of that truma because he's using a tohar vessel, yatsil, then he should do that, and even if all the rest of the wine goes to waste. V'imlav, if, let us say, you have a situation where he doesn't have any tohar vessels with which to save the wine, Rebbe Elazar Omer, teired v'tetameh, v'al yetameno biyad, allow the truma wine to flow into the tome wine, and do not use, even if all that you have available to you are tome vessels, we're not going to let you save the chulin from ruination. Because in order to save the chulin from ruination of being mixed with the truma, that will involve your proactively being metame, the truma tahora wine that's flowing downwards. So stay out of the picture and let it get ruined on its own. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, and this is what we want to focus on. He says, "Af yitam eno biyad." If you have no tohar vessels available, and all you have are tomei vessels, but by catching the wine, the truma wine in the tomei vessels, you will be saving the chulin from ruination. We allow you to do that. So what do you see Rabbi Yeshua saying? You can be metame biyad. This would seem to parallel that which Rabbi Meir was saying in the Mishnah about taking truma chometz, that's tomei, and burning it together with the truma tahora, thereby being metame the taharos. We take a look at the Rashi. It's found in the lower part of the page, in the you'll see in the wide lines, v'imlav. Shelo yimsa kli tohar, if he cannot find a tohar vessel, v'sof sof l'tuma asla, and it's inevitable that the truma is going to become tomei, asla kula, all of it is going to become tomei, then bezu, in this case, Nechliku Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yeshua, they have their machloikis, they have their controversy. The Rebbe Elazar Omer, Alpha Pikain, Teirid Vitami Meilov. Rebbe Elazar says, so what? Even though it's going to be a total, even though the Truma is going to become Tomei anyway by mixing with the Chulin Tomeian, let it happen on its own. The Yafsida Chulin, and let the Chulin go for a loss. The Aliyah Tameno Biyad, don't you proactively Matame the Truma wine. Kedei Lahatzilan, with the hope of saving the chulin. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yitamen Abiyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, go ahead. You don't have any Torah vessels available, so use your tummy vessel. Save the chulin through proactively being metame the truma wine. Almo the Rabbi Yeshua Kevan the Sofa the Ibud. Since if the inevitable ruination is going to happen anyway, show to me Abiyad. We allow you to metame the truma proactively. With a Pesach nami lo shnon, regarding Pesach, the same thing, no difference. Rabbi Meir, midu Rabbi Yeshua Yolifin. Rabbi Meir, you can see, is then learning from this comment of Rabbi Yoshua. The Gemara asks a technical question. If it be that Rabbi Meir is learning only from Rabbi Yeshua, why does Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah use a plural expression of from their teaching? Ihachi hai midivrehem, in the plural, midvarov mibayale, it should have said from his teaching, namely from Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara answers, Hachi ko'amar, mimachlukasan shel Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua lomadnu. Rabbi Meir is saying from their controversy, we learn their controversy and sticking with the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua in that controversy, we learn what we said. Daiko nami dekotoni. Now, careful reading of the sources, you can see that is what Rabbi Meir's intent was, because it says in this, we just read in this source, Moide Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshua, that there is a point that they agree upon, and it is from the point that they disagree upon that Rabbi Meir learns his point. Let us take a look at the Rashi, Daikonami. Rashi says, De Rabbi Meir, Midu Rabbi Yoshua Yolif. Through careful reading of the sources, we learn that Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Yoshua. And how is that? Midu Kamahadu Le Rabbi Yossi. We know that Rabbi Yossi, in the Mishnah on Yudalad Aleph, said, "Eino hi hamida." Demode Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua Bazu. Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Meir and said that how can you learn from them when they agree that you're not allowed to be metame? So, and that we saw in the Reisha of this of the source we just read above, where we have our arrows to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. So you can see, Shema Mino, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi, in our Mishnah, who was arguing with Rabbi Meir, was citing this very machlokes, between, or this very issue, concerning Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, it must be that Rabbi Meir, who was being challenged by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Yoshua. Shema Mino, Minayu Havi Yolif La. And we will see, and we see that from here, Rabbi Meir learned his halacha. We continue in the Gemara. V'chein Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua. You'll notice we have a diamond. So this is, as we said earlier, this is to tie in Rav Nachman to Reish Lakish above. And Rav Nachman says, like Reish Lakish had explained, that Masnisin Be'av HaTumah D'Oraisa Uvlad HaTumah D'Oraisa, the teaching of Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim involved, of course, on Yud Dalim and Aleph, we saw Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim that says that the Koyanim didn't restrain themselves from burning Bosar that was Nitma B'Vlad HaTumah with Bosar that was Nitma B'Av HaTumah. The leniency of Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim was to take a lower level of Tumah and allow it to become a more or higher level of Tomei, of Tumah, to increase its Tumah level. Therefore, Rabbi Meir, who spoke about taking something that was not just a low level of Tumah, but something that was actually Tohor and making a Tomei, could not have been learned from Rabbi Chanina Skana Koyanim. Therefore, Rav Nachman, like Reish Lakish above, says that as far as Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohenim is concerned, the Mishnah Masnisin Baba Tumo Doi Raisa Uvlada Tumo Doi Raisa, that's the Reisha, that's Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohenim. Umay Midivrehem, and what was the Midivrehem that Rabbi Meir made reference to, where there was even a more extreme leniency? That was Midivre Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshua, from Rabbi Yeshua's teaching, just like we got finished discussing a moment before. Eisvei Rova L'Rav Nachman. Now we have a long question, which takes us down the first five lines of Omid Beis, and we'll see how how the question develops. Rova asks, from the following Tanaic source, Omar Rabbi Yossi, who addresses Rabbi Meir. We saw them going at it with one another in our Mishnah. So here we have a Tanaic source that elaborates on that. Om Rabbi Yossi, Ein Hanidoin Doime L'Raya. The case that we are evaluating, namely the burning of chametz on Pesach, is not similar to the proof that you are trying to bring. Shekshidu Rabosenu Almahidu, when the rabbis testified, what did they test concerning what did they say their teaching? Im al habosar shinitmo bivlad hatumo shesorfen oisoi im habosar shinitmo ba'av hatumo. That is the din of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Let's just repeat this last point in a clearer fashion. Rabbi Yossi is attacking Rabbi Meir, who had said that you can burn Truma Tahora with Truma Tamea, making the Truma Tahora, that's Chometz, making it Tomei, and you can do this on Pesach. Rabbi Yossi is saying to Rabbi Meir, like, where did you get that from? And we're going through that process right now. Im al habosar, we're reading again the second line of this Tanaic source. Im al habosar shenitmo bevlana tuma shesorfen oisoi im habosar shenitmo be'avatuma. If you think that you're going to learn your din from Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim's halacha, zet tomei v'zet tomei. No, that we can allow because that involves putting two tomei items into contact with one another, albeit raising the level of the tuma of one of the two elements, but that's not similar to the case of the chometz of a truma that happens to be tohar. What else might you be learning from? Im al hashemen shenifsal betful yom shemadlikin oisa b'ner shenitmo betomei meis. If you're learning from Rabbi Akiva's halacha that was cited in the Mishnah, where you can take truma oil that became posel through contact with a tevul yom, that making the truma a level 3 tuma, then you can madlik it, you can burn it in a ner shnitmo betomei meis, in an oil receptacle that is that has tumas meis, meaning you would be elevating the tuma level of the oil. That still doesn't help. That doesn't parallel your halacha. Zet posel v'zet tomei. The oil there started out as being posel, oil of truma that had come into contact with a tvul yom. The truma oil becomes a third level tuma. It can't pass tuma on to anything else, but it itself is unfit, is rendered unfit. That oil is posel. But your case of chometz, you are taking chometz that's totally tor and being metamet. Af onu modim betruma shenitmeis bevlan hatuma shesorfen osoim atruma shenitmeis mavatuma. We would also agree that if you have truma that's a low level of tuma, because it became tumah through vlan hatuma, and you're going to elevate its level by burning it with truma that was nitmeis beavatuma, fine, because they're already both problematic. Aval hech nisraf hatluya im hatmeya. But how could you possibly allow the burning of truma that's tluya safek tomei with truma that's definitely tomei? Shemo yavo Eliyahu v'tarena. Eliyahu hanovi might come along and mitahir, he might declare tahor that which is right now in a state of doubt. And by your burning it, the truma tluya with truma that is tamea, you are then retroactively being metame, proactive fashion truma that was really tor, and it's also letama truma biodayim. The Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis, and there's a bracketed section. Rashi says at the very top line, "Hapikol lo tzorech hacha ela mesayim habraisa." That the next two lines aren't really necessary over here, but it's the end of the braisa. That's why we have brackets. Let's continue reading. "Hapigol vanoiser vahatomei." Pigol is a sacrificial meat that was slaughtered with an incorrect intention. Nosar is leftover sacrificial meat, and tomei is, as it sounds, sacrificial meat that became tamei. All of these have upon them, the first two, it's pigul and nosar, and the bosur tamei, there's a gezeira that's found at the end of this masichta. There's tumas yodayim that is imposed upon them. And that's a rabbinic restriction. Yet, and in this, regarding these three items, Beishamai, Omrim, Ein Nisrofin Ka'achas, you can't burn them all together, one touching the other. You see, Pigul and Nosar are not Tomei from the Torah. The Bosser that's Tomei is Tomei from the Torah standpoint. So you're not allowed to Metame something that's not Tomei. Ubeisil Omrim, Nisrofin Ka'achas. And Beisil says, you can burn them all together. The Insalka Daitoch, now here we're coming to a head, that's why we have markings, so as not to lose sight of the fact that we're involved with a long question. Rava was challenging Rav Nachman. The Insalka Daitoch, Rabbi Meir, Midivrei, Rabbi Yeshua Ka'omar, if it were so that Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Yeshua, Amai Mahadu Le Rabbi Yossi Mid Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim. If you go back to why was Rabbi Yossi trying to argue against Rabbi Meir by citing some other earlier Tanaic source? Once again, if Rabbi Meir is based on Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi wants to weaken Rabbi Meir's position, so Rabbi Yossi should have made some type of citation from Rabbi Yeshua, some comment of Rabbi Yeshua arguing him. Trying to undo the basis of Rabbi Meir's teaching. And yet in this Tanaic source that we just read, at the beginning of the source, we saw Rabbi Yossi arguing against Rabbi Meir and saying, well, your din of Srefas Chometz, Truma Tahora with Tamea on Pesach, isn't similar to your source. And he went on in the source suggesting, if your source is Rabbi Chaninos Gana Kayanim, they're not similar. Yeah, but according to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Meir never learned from Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim. That being the case, why was Rabbi Yossi citing Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim in his argument against Rabbi Meir? Omar Le Rav Nachman, the Gemara answers, fifth line from the top. Rav Nachman says, Rabbi Yossi Lav Adaite. Rabbi Yossi was not clear as to where Rabbi Meir really learned his din. And Rabbi Yossi was therefore scanning the different opinions that might have been the source for Rabbi Meir and showing how each one could not have been his source. The Hu Sovar, Rabbi Yossi thought, Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chanino Skan HaKoyanim Ka'omale. Rabbi Yossi thought that maybe Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Chanino Skan HaKoyanim. And that's what he said. You can't learn from Rabbi Chanino Skan HaKoyanim. The Omale, and Rabbi Meir said, Ano mid Rabbi Yeshua Ko Amino. Rabbi Meir says, I never based myself on Rabbi Chanina Skanim in the first place. I was basing myself on Rabbi Yeshua. The Omar Lay and Rabbi Yossi said back, the Afilu the Rabbi Yeshua Nami Eino Hi Hamida. Even if you are basing yourself on Rabbi Yeshua, claiming that it's mutter to me, matam is something in a proactive fashion, they're not similar. In other words, the teaching of Rabbi Yeshua isn't similar to your teaching of the Chometz. Deha moide Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, shesoref zu bifnei atzma v'zu bifnei atzma. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua would agree. Remember, we saw that if you have a tohor vessel, you are to save the truma tohora and not take a tomei vessel and save the tohor, truma, wine. Thereby, they, Rebbe Elazar and Rishu, would say, keep them apart. And in the case of the chametz, keep the truma tohora chametz apart from the truma tamea chametz. The Gemara asks, "V'amai eino hi hamida? Why are you so sure that the parallel of Rabbi Meir's din to the teaching of Rabbi Yeshua is not parallel? Mida umidahi, they seem to be one and the same." And this is a reference to the Truma Tahora barrel that broke and it's flowing down into Chulin Tameim, where the Truma Torah was going to become a total loss. Rabbi Yeshua allowed you to take a Tomei vessel and save the Chulin from being mixed with the Truma, thereby being proactively metame the Truma Tahora flowing into this Tomei vessel that you're now holding to catch the Truma Torah wine. So using that as a basis for Rabbi Meir's teaching would seem to be a very accurate thing to do. So why was Rabbi Yossi saying that they are not the same? The Gemara answers, Shiny Hossam, still the case of the wine is different. That which Rabbi Yeshua is making an allowance is the Ika Hefsid Chulin, because there's an additional reason for being lenient, because otherwise the Chulin would be a total loss. Whereas in the case and by your acting, you are saving the Chulin from becoming ruined. That's not the case in the Truma Tahora and Tamea Chometz, where you aren't saving anything from ruination, because once Pesach sets in, the Truma and the Chometz is already also, whether it be Truma Tahora or Tamea. So in a case where you have something to save, Rabbi Yeshua could be lenient. But in your case, in Rabbi Meir's case, there's nothing to save. Maskif lo Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya says, well, there is something to save. Masnisinami iko hefsid eitzim. If you are going to insist that you shall burn the Truma Tahora Chometz separate from the Truma Tamea Chometz, keeping them separate, you're going to have to make two separate piles of fire, of fuel, in order to burn the Tahor separate from the Tamea. So why not allow them to be burned together on the same one pile of wood? So they're just like Rabbi Yeshua is lenient because you're saving the Chulin from ruination. Why would he not be lenient in allowing the Truma Torah to be burned together with the Truma Tamea to save the owner from expenses on more wood? Omarlei, Rabbi Yossi answers, Omarlei Ahu Saba, correction, that means a certain sage answered, there is the Hefsid Rubo Choshishu. When it comes to a major loss, like the loss of all the Chulin Temeim in that pit, Choshishu means that was a concern of theirs, and they would allow you to metame the Truma Tahora wine. However, lehefsid muat lo chashishu. However, to enable the owner to save from spending a little more on extra wood, that was not a concern, and it was more important to keep the Truma Tahora Chometz separate from the Truma Tamea Chometz, even though that might involve him spending a little more on the wood. That's a hefsid muat, and it's more important to keep the Tohar, not being metamed biyodayim. We continue in the Gemara with a major statement made by Rabbi Yochanan concerning this machlokis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. And he says, machlokis b'sheish. The machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is in the sixth hour of the 14th of Nisan. That's b'sheish, meaning from 11 till 12 in the morning, which is the time that's designated for the burning of chometz on a rabbinic level. Avol b'sheva divrei hakol sorfen. But at the seventh hour. That's after 12 noon. Then everyone agrees that everyone, meaning even Rabbi Yossi, will concede that you can burn the Truma Torah with the Truma Tamea. In the sixth hour, the Truma Tahora on a Torah level is something that's totally allowed. A Kohen can come and eat that. On the seventh hour, it might be Tohor, but it's something that's totally forbidden to eat. Totally forbidden from the Torah. We glance at Rashi, Machloikis B'sheish, Shadayin Ein Al HaTahora Elo Isur D'Rabbonan. In the sixth hour, the Truma Tahora Chometz is also only on a rabbinic level. Aval B'sheva, Shenesro Kvar Min HaTorah. At the seventh hour, where the Truma is the Chometz Truma, which happens to be Torah, is also from the Torah standpoint, Ein L'Chotuma Gedolo Mizu. That's the ultimate in Tuma. Even it's an interesting this is an interesting phenomenon where we're using a type of borrowed expression where if something is so usser, we're paralleling it to being like Tuma. The Divra Kol after Rabbi Yossi Sorfin, as a result of being in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yossi will say you can burn the Truma Tahora together with the Truma Tamea. Amale Rabbi Zera L'Ravasi. Nemo Kosova Rabbi Yochanan. Before we go further, we have to take advantage of our marking system. You notice that we have Rav Asi Om Rabbi Yochanan with a double underline. We had done this marking when we saw Reish Lakish on Tesvav Amud Aleph. We learned him during our last Shiur. And these were attempts in setting up the Mishnah. Trying to understand in the Mishnah who is the Midivrehem that is referred to. And we started this scheme back on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So here too they are being subjected to, let's say, to this analysis. What do they hold on this matter? So, Rav Asi Om Rav Yochanan, who said that at the seventh hour everyone agrees that it can be burnt, Omar Le Rabbi Zera, he raises a question that lasts a couple of lines. He asks Rav Asi, Nemo Kosova Rav Yochanan, shall we say that Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that Masnisin is a reference to Rabbi Chaninus Gana Koyanim, is talking about a case of Ba'av Hatumo Doraisa Uvlad Hatumo Dorabonan, that the allowance made for burning the two kinds of meats together, the Bosr Shenitma Ba'av Hatumo with Bosr Shenitma B'Vlad Hatumo, that was one of the portions of sacrificial meat had become Tomei on a Torah level, and the other piece of sacrificial meat had become Tomei on a rabbinic level. Umay midivrehem, and once again, and Rabbi Chanina Sganu Koinim is saying you can burn them together. In other words, you're taking meat that is on a Torah level, is actually tohor, and we're allowing you to burn it together with meat that is Tomei on a Torah level. Umay midivrehem, and what would the midivrehem word expression of Rabbi Meir, who said you can take Torah and burn it together with Tameah, be divrei Rabbi Chanino Skan Hakoyanim, that he, Rabbi Meir, was learning from Rabbi Chanino. Notice how this is different, let us say, than the approach that we saw Reish Lakish take at the top of Omid Aleph, where he said that Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yeshua. And that's what Rav Nachman said as well. Here we're saying that, we're saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Meir was learning his din not from Rabbi Yeshua, but rather from Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKoyanim. Rashi, in regarding this section of Gemara, is quite detailed, and we'll, Mirza Shem, will look at the Rashi in a minute. Let's continue in the Gemara. This was a question that Rav Zera posed to Rav Asi, Amale, and Rav Asi answered, in that is so, that Rebbe Meir learned his lenient ruling from Rebbe Hanino Sgan HaKoyenim. Itmar Nami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisen Be'av HaTuma, De'oraisa Uvlan HaTuma De'Rabbanan, Umay Midivrehem, Midivrei Rebbe Hanino Sgan HaKoyenim. Notice the bow tie appears again, as we said earlier, that this highlights the expression Midivrehem, different opinions of as to where Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from. Let us look at the Rashi. Nemo Kosovar Rabbi Yochanan, just a couple lines up from here. Rabbi Yochanan had said his halacha that the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir was in the sixth hour, but in the seventh hour everyone agrees you can burn the Truma Torah with the Truma Tameah. The Gemara then went on to say, Neimo Kosov Rabbi Yochanan de Masnisin to Rabbi Hanino. Before we go further in the Rashi, let's just point out that the Rashi is broken down into an Aleph, and then a number of lines later, Oy Dilma Beis. He's going to give you the two sides of what might have been Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in this matter. So let us say that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Masnisin to Rabbi Hanino, meaning the beginning of the Mishnah, was Bevlad HaTumah DeRabbanan, where you were taking meat that was Tomei Midoraisa and burning it together with meat that was Tomei Midorabbanan, for Rabbi Meir Minei Yolif. And Rabbi Meir learned his halacha regarding the burning of the Truma Tahora with the Truma Tameah. And we also know that Rabbi Meir was arguing with Rabbi Yossi, Vedavka Nokat Sheish, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, when he said Machloikis B'Sheish, he was referring specifically to the sixth hour. And why? Why is that so important? Umishum De'is Olei Isu D'Rabbonan, Hu Taimo D'Rabbi Meir. Why is the sixth hour the reason that Rabbi Meir allows the burning of the Truma Tahora with the Truma Tameah? Because at the sixth hour there is an Isur de Rabbonan. In other words, the Truma Torah isn't so great. There is a rabbinic restriction on it. But if you were to come to burn the Truma Tahora with Truma Tameah in the fifth hour or the fourth hour of Erev Pesach, Moiti Rabbi Meir, the Ein Sof and Rabbi Meir will concede that you cannot burn them together. Even though a couple hours later it's going to be a total loss, the Lav Mitu Rabbi Yeshua Kiyolif. Rabbi Meir isn't allowing to batamit things just because there's an eventual total loss. That's something that Rabbi Yeshua would allow, but not Rabbi Meir. The time of Rabbi Yeshua also mishum hefsed chulin. That was the basis of Rabbi Yeshua. In the case where you have no tohor vessels, you can use a tummy vessel to catch the wine from before it mixes with the chulin tameim. Fine, that's Rabbi Yeshua who takes into consideration the eventual total loss. But that's not what governs Rabbi Meir's conclusion. That's one possibility. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara said Machloikis B'Sheish, he was actually revealing his understanding of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir was allowing the burning only during the Truma Tahora with the Truma Tameah only in the sixth hour, because there's already an Isur the Rabbanan on the Truma, even if it happens to be Tahor. And you see someone else in the Mishnah, Rabbi Hanino Sgan HaKoyanim, also allowing something because there's an Isur Derabbanan on it. Now, there's another approach, though. Oy Dilma, Rabbi Yochanan Nami, Rabbi Meir Midivrei Rabbi Yeshua Yolef. Another possibility is that Rabbi Meir, who allowed the burning of the Truma Torah with the Tameah, was really learning from Rabbi Yoshua. The time of the Rabbi Meir, Lav Mishum Isur Derabbanan Hu. And Rabbi Meir's point wasn't Rabbi Meir's leniency isn't because you're dealing with the truma that happens to have an isur d'rabbanan upon it. The same leniency would have applied to the burning of the truma Torah with the truma Tameah chometz at the fourth hour, the fifth or fourth hour of the 14th of Nisan, when it's totally allowed. That which Rabbi Yochanan made reference to the sixth hour was only because that's the normal time for people to burn their chametz, but not to the exclusion of Rabbi Meir allowing the burning of the tomate with the Torah together with the Torah at an earlier time as well. Then we saw in the Gemara, Rabbi Asi answered, "That's right, Rabbi Yochanan." Learns the Mishnah involving the Mishnah with Reb Chanich Skana Kainim, where you were taking meat that was Tomei Doraisa and burning it together with meat that was Tomei Dorabonon, and Rabbi Meir's halacha was in fact based on Rabbi Chanina Skana Kainim. As you can see, we have in the Gemara, where we left off in the Gemara text, we have a bracketed section. And brackets continues a number of lines. You can see we have a bracket length indicator. And if you skip the brackets for a moment, you can see the Gemara picks up E Hochi my Moide. Now that E Hochi is a reference to that which was said just before the brackets, that if E Hochi means if it's so that Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Chaninos Kana Kayanim, my moide, what is the moide reference where Rabbi Yossi was saying to Rabbi Meir, moide Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua would agree, and we saw in Rabbi Yossi's discussion, Rabbi Yossi was arguing against Rabbi Meir citing the machloikis between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Well, if that be the case, let's read this now in the Gemara, skipping the brackets once again momentarily. E hachi that Rabbi Meir was learning from Rabbi Chanina, from Rabbi Chinuskan HaKonin, my moida. What's the moida that Rabbi Yossi made reference to? The Gemara answers, hachi ko'omar le Rabbi Yossi le Rabbi Meir. Thusly, Rabbi Yossi was saying to Rabbi Meir. In other words, I know that you learn from Rabbi Chaninos Gana Kayanim, but that's totally off the mark. He says, Afilu the Rabbi Yoshua de Mekel. Rabbi Yossi says, even according to Rabbi Yoshua, who is even more Mekel, in the case of the Truma barrel of the barrel of Truma wine, where Rabbi Yoshua allows you to be Metama Biyad, to proactively Metama it, Ki Mekel. When is he Mekel? Betluyo Tamea. That's when you have Suffolk Truma Tamea with real Truma Tamea. Avol be Torah Tamea lo. But he wouldn't allow you if you have, let's say, a barrel of Truma Torah, he wouldn't allow you to expose that to Tuma. So certainly he, Rabbi, even the Mekel, even the extremely lenient opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't allow you to metame Truma Torah by burning it together with Truma Tamea. We'll get back to that piece of Gemara later, because we did skip the bracketed section. Let's go back now into the brackets. This is now, we're reading Rabbi Yochanan's comment, that the Mishnah is talking about, the Mishnah meaning Rabbi Chanina Skana Kainim was talking about the burning of Truma, that was Tomei, burning of Tuma, a meat, that's sacrificial meat, that was Tomei Midoraisa, with sacrificial meat that was Tomei Midorabonan. And Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah was learning from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kainim in order to conclude that you can burn Truma Tahora together with Truma Tamea. Machlokes b'sheish, and the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi was during the sixth hour of Erev Pesach. Avol b'sheva divrei kol sorfen on the seventh hour. However, everyone, even Rabbi Yossi, would agree that you can burn the Truma Torah with the Truma Tamea. Lema misaye alei. Let us bring support that at the seventh hour, they would agree with one another. And here we have a source that we saw quoted at the top of the Omid, and this was the end of Reb Yossi's comment. And he said, "Hapigul v'noiser v'atomei beishamay omrim ein nisrofim ka'achas u'beisil omrim nisrofim ka'achas." Pigul, noiser, and tomei, according to Beishamay, cannot be burnt together. Beisil says they can be burnt together. If we take a look in the Rashi, the Dibur Masel Hapigul v'noiser v'chulei, Reb Yossi omar leili el, Reb Yossi said this before, v'komar leili the Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi was saying to Rabbi Meir, "Behol hu de amri beis hillel nisrofim kachas." In this case, they can be burned together. Mishum de pigul venosor asiri midoraisa, because pigul and nosor are substances that have a Torah level prohibition with them. Avo beisura de rabbonon lo shorol tmui b'dayim. But something that is merely rabbinically forbidden, they would not allow you to proactively metama that. Well, let's say that again. But something that's also mid rabbanon, something that has a rabbinic prohibition upon it, the rabbanon would not allow you to metame proactively. That's Reb Yossi's point. Shamino nino miha. We see from here, however, the beisur doraisa moide Reb Yossi, when something is osur midoraisa, like chometz in the seventh hour, Reb Yossi will concede the avagav de lekol shem tumale, even if there is no shem tuma on it. Just like in the case of the pigul venosar, they are not tomei, but they are osur midoraisa. So when you see something has an isur doraisa on it, like the case of truma tahora in the seventh hour of Erev Pesach, nevertheless you can burn it together with the truma tomei. And this would then seem to support the comment made just before the volcano shape, avo b'sheva divrei hakol sor for divrei hakol, meaning even Reb Yossi. The Gemara rejects this. This is not a support. Shiny Hossam, the case of the Pigul Noser Vatame is different. The Islehu Tuma Midurabonon. These substances, Pigul Noser, have Tuma Durabonon upon them. Even the meat that's Tame has a Tuma Durabonon, and it's the Snan, HaPigul VaNoser Mitamin Esayodayim. Pigul and Nosar have not just an element of isur, of prohibition, but they have an element of tuma as well. Well, when something has an element of tuma as well, therefore they can be burnt together. However, truma tahora on the seventh hour of Pesach has only an isur upon it. It doesn't have any tuma. Therefore, who says you would be allowed to burn the truma tahora with the truma tamea? Lema misayla. Here we try again to show that Reb Yossi would agree that in the seventh hour the Truma Torah can be burnt together with the Truma Tamea. What does the source say? Hapas sheibshav v'nifsilo mile'echol adam, bread that became moldy and is unfit for human consumption, v'akelev yochol ochla, but a dog would still be able to eat from it. It's a certain level of edibility, we'll say. A man wouldn't eat it, but a dog would eat from it. Mitame tumas oichlin bikabeitza. If you have an egg quantity of this bread, it can convey tuma. If it happens to be tame, it can be convey tuma to other things. Venis refes im hatameo bepesach. Now, this is what we wanted to emphasize. We dash underline venis refes im hatameo. That would mean that even if it's truma tahora, it can be burnt with tamea on Pesach. And this is there's no name in the source, but Rashi points out that this is definitely according to Reb Yossi. So we see that Reb Yossi concedes where something is not edible, you can be metame it. Likewise, bread in the seventh hour of Pesach, it's not edible, therefore you can be metame it. The Gemara says, "Shiny Hosam," that is not sufficient proof. The afro bi'almahu. Once bread is moldy, that a person wouldn't be able to eat from it, it's no more significant than dust. Things that dust, and with regard to actual dust, for example, there is no possibility of tuma to to be concerned with. We read this earlier, but we continue with the flow of the Gemara after the brackets. Ihachi, if it's so that Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Chanino Skana Kohenim, namely, Rabbi Meir's halacha is that you can burn Truma Tahora with Truma Tamea during the sixth hour. Why? Because the Truma Tahora in the sixth hour of Erev Pesach has an Isur Derabonon on it, and that's why you can burn it together with the Truma Tamea. If this is so, that Rabbi Meir learned his halacha from Rabbi Chanina, my moide. Now this is a very, very terse Gemara, but the question is, what was Rabbi Yossi arguing against? Why was Rabbi Yossi arguing against Rabbi Meir? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Ihochi de Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chanina Yolif. My eino hi hamida. What was Rabbi Yossi's intention when he said to Rabbi Meir, well, what you're saying is not a parallel to your source. Mida umida hi. They are actually one and the same. Daha b'sheish ika isura d'rabbanon al ha-Torah ki hasam d'ika tuma d'rabbanon. The sixth hour of the 14th of Nisan, there is a rabbinic prohibition on the Truma Tahora, just like in Rabbi Chanino, Skana Kohenim's din, the meat was Tomei Midrabonon. Vaha Rabbi Yossi himself, Lo Shoni Le Bain Shame Tuma Le Shame Isur, Rabbi Yossi acknowledges that if something is rendered Usur, it's like something that is considered Tomei. Do Amris Demoida Rabbi Yossi V'sheva. You yourself said that Rabbi Yossi concedes during the seventh hour you can burn the Truma Tahora with the Tamei Ahoyo V'Iko Isur D'Oraisa V'Afabi D'Lek Ola Shem Tuma. Only because there's an Isur D'Oraisa on it, even if it doesn't have a Shem Tuma on it. Alma Lo Shoni Lay. Rabbi Yossi doesn't make any distinction. The Kame De Lo Shoni Lay. Since Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't make any distinction between Isur and Tuma, Shapir Yolef Rabbi Meir Mida Rabbi Chanina. It then makes sense for Rabbi Meir to have learned from Rabbi Chanina, Diomer Mitaminon Tuma Midrabonon Bituma D'Oraisa, where he, Rabbi Chanina, allowed the burning of meat that was Tomei Tuma D'Rabonon with meat that was Tomei D'Oraisa, Hocha Nami Mitaminon Isur D'Rabonon Bitomei Tuma D'Oraisa. So too, it would stand to reason, you can burn the Truma Tahora, which is Usur in the sixth hour, together with the with that which is Tomei Midoraisa. The Gemara continues. Hochi ka'omar le Rabbi Yossi l'Rabbi Meir. Thusly, Rabbi Yossi was trying to argue against Rabbi Meir. Afilu l'Rabbi Yoshua de Mekel. Even according to Rabbi Yoshua, that is Mekel. That's in the case of the, we saw that he was Mekel in the case of the barrel of truma wine. Rabbi Yoshua's leniency would not extend any further than something that is Sofek Tomei. Let's read that again. Afilu de Rabbi Yoshua de Mekil ki Mekil betluya utmea. He would be Mekil, if you extend Rabbi Yeshua's teaching, he would be Mekil with burning Sofek Truma Tamea with Vadai Truma Tamea. Aval Batoro Tamea lo. But to allow you to take something that's totally Tor and metamit with something that's totally Tomei, that even Rabbi Yeshua would not allow. So that was what Rabbi Yossi was trying to say to Rabbi Meir, meaning, I'm aware that you learn from Rabbi Chanina, but if you take even someone who is very Mekil like Rabbi Yeshua, he wouldn't go so far as you allow. The Gemara asks, Ihochi, if we take a look at the Rashi, if it's so, Ihochi, Rashi says, well, that Rashi says that Rabbi Meir learns from Rabbi Chanina, Amai Eino Hi Hamida. We must pause for a moment here just to state that we went over the last three lines of the Gemara with a bit of inaccuracy. So we beg your understanding and forgiveness for the error, but we must just go back a couple of lines to go over the Gemara with greater accuracy. Let's pick up the Gemara again from the end of the bracketed section. The Gemara said, "I hochi, if it's so that Rabbi Meir learns from Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKoyanim, my moide, what was Rabbi Yossi saying when he cited Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua?" We saw that reference was made to Moida Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer would agree with Rabbi Yoshua, etc. and so forth, that we learned earlier. That was all part of a statement that Rabbi Yossi was making to Rabbi Meir. But why should Rabbi Yossi make any citation of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, when Rabbi Meir himself is learning from Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKohenim, simply a different source? So the Gemara answers, "Hochi kamalei Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir." Thusly, Rabbi Yossi was trying to say to Rabbi Meir, "Afilu to Rabbi Yeshua de Mekil." Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who we have seen to be lenient in the case of the barrels of wine, of truma wine, ki Mekil. When is he Mekil? Betluyu tmea. He will be Mekil in the case if you have suffek truma. And vadai truma, we saw him being Mekil in the case of a barrel that was suffek truma tamea, so you can expose it, allow it to become tome. We saw all kinds of leniencies, we'll say, with regard to suffek tuma. However, abo b'tahora v'tamea lo. But when it comes to truma tahora, on allowing it to be burned together with truma tamea to be mitame biyad, that far even Rabbi Yoshua would not go. But at this point, though, it's clear to us that Rabbi Meir had learned from Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKoyanim. The Gemara asks, "Well, I hochi, if it is in fact so that Rabbi Meir learns from Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKoyanim, amai eino hi hamida? Why did we see in the Mishnah already Rabbi Yossi saying to Rabbi Meir, well, they're not the same? Mida umida hi. They are one in the same." And let's go over this again. Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKoyanim, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan was learning, was allowing Tomei Durabonon meat to be burned together with Tomei Doraisa meat. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Meir's position was that in the sixth hour, you can take Truma, Chometz Truma Torah, where there is an Isur Durabonon upon it, and burn it together with Chometz Truma Tamea. So we have, you have an Isur Durabonon that Rabbi Meir is allowing you to be metame together with the Truma Tamea Chometz. That's Mamish Tamei. And why is that? Because the Chometz Tahora in the sixth hour has an Isur Durabonon. So, and Rashi elaborates on this point, that an Isur Durabonon, even in Rabbi Yossi's mindset, is the same as Tuma Durabonon. And we saw Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKoyanim allowing you to burn meat that was Tomei Durabonon with meat that's Tomei Doraisa. So why is there any lack of parallel between Rabbi Hanino and that which Rabbi Meir is saying? So what upset Rabbi Yossi about that? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya explains, "Haha, b'basar shenitma b'mashkin shenitmu b'machmas sheretz." The din of Rabbi Hanino Skan HaKoyanim that spoke about meat that was nitma b'vlala tuma being allowed to be burnt with meat that was nitma b'ava tuma is talking about meat that became tame through contact with liquids that had become tomei because they came into contact with a sheretz. Now the question is, does that liquid have the ability of conveying tuma to the meat? The Osta Rabbi Meir litamei, Rabbi Yossi litamei. Rabbi Meir, who concluded a leniency that allows the burning of the truma tahora with the truma tamea, and attempts to learn that from Reb Chanina Sekana Kohenim is consistent with his approach to the din of Mashkin and their ability to metame the meat. And Reb Yossi, likewise, that did not see any leniency. Reb Yossi is also consistent with his position on this matter of Mashkin conveying Tuma further. Rabbi Meir, the Gemara explains all of this. Rabbi Meir Litame, the Omar, Mashkin, the Omar, Tumas Mashkin, Litame Achirim, the Rabbonan. The ability of liquid that became Tomei to convey Tuma onwards is merely rabbinic. If that be the case, the meat spoken about by Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohenim is really Tohor Midoraisa. Midorabonon only it is Tomei. From that, Rabbi Meir said, well, you see something that on a Torah level is allowed, is Tohor, and only on a rabbinic level is it problematic. Yet you can burn it together with something that's Tomei Doraisa. Likewise, Truma, that's Usur on the sixth hour, only Midorabonon, you can nevertheless burn it together with Truma, that's Tomeo. Rabbiosi, Litame, Rabbiosi, who says you can't, who is arguing against Rabbi Meir, says you can't learn from the din of Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohenim, because over there, the meat was in a worse position. The meat that became Tomei through the Mashkin is in a worse or a more Tomei position. Hence, we're allowing you to burn it together with other Tomei meat. And hence, it's a more Tomei position than the case of the Truma in the sixth hour. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Litamei, Diomar Tumas Mashkin Litamei Achirim Dol Raisa. The meat that became Tomei in the Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohenim scenario, that meat became Tomei Midoraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Chanina says you can burn it with other meat that is more Tomei. However, for me to allow you to take Truma in the sixth hour, Truma Tahora in the sixth hour, albeit there's an Issur D'Rabbanan on it, but it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan, hence it's not a very severe level of problem, and hence you cannot burn it together with something that's really Tomei Midoraisa. And now the Gemara gives you the background for this. This Sanya, we have a Tanaic source, and we pick up with here at the top of Tes Zayin Omen Aleph. Sofek Mashkin. Litame Tomei, Litame Achirim Tohor. If an element of doubt concerning Tuma develops in a liquid, it itself will be considered Tomei. However, as far as its ability to be Metame others, that far we will not go. That's Divrei Meir V'chein Hoya Reb Elozer Omer Kidvorov. Reb Elozer says like him. Reb Yehuda Omer Lakol Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda, though, says that something is sofek mashke, something that's a doubt concerning a liquid, it will be considered capable of passing tuma on to other things as well. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Le'oichlin Tamein, Le'kelim Tahorim. As far as being metama other food, yes, and as far as being metama vessels, no. So what do we see? We highlighted the names with underlines, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. You could see that Rabbi Meir and his approach to Mashkin conveying Tuma on to other things, no, it can't do that. And hence, the meat, back in our mission with Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohenim, as far as Rabbi Meir was concerned, that meat was quite Tohor, and he was nevertheless allowing you to burn it with meat that's Tomei. Hence, Rabbi Meir concluded that you can take Truma Tahora in the sixth hour and burn it together with Truma Tamea. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says, no, the ability of Mashkin to be Metame other food is pronounced, is significant, is strong, and therefore the two meats that Rabbi Hanina Sgan HaKohanim was talking about were called closer to one another, and hence you were allowed to burn them together. However, in the case of the Truma Tahora, in the sixth hour to get, and the Truma Tamea, to burn them together, that far no one would go. Before we conclude our shiur for today, let us just remind you that we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.